I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title, Enough is Enough. We must be the light in the darkness. Our scripture references that we're going to be going through today are Matthew 5, 14 through 16, John 1, 5, and Ephesians 5, 8. I think this is an important topic, so we're going to go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts, seeking your guidance and strength. Ignite us with fire that cannot be dimmed, a light that pierces the darkness. Help to stand firm, to act boldly, and to shine your love into every corner of this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my dear friends, there comes a time, there's a moment in life when we can no longer stay silent. A moment when we see the brokenness, the injustice, the despair, and we realize enough is enough. Too often, we look at the darkness around us, fear, hatred, division, pain, and feel powerless. But God has not called us to despair. He has called us to be the light. He has called us to shine in a world that desperately needs hope. Point one, recognizing the darkness. John 1:5 tells us, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Friends, darkness is real. We see it in our communities, in our families, in our own hearts. But scripture reminds us, no matter how thick the darkness, it cannot extinguish the light of God. We cannot close our eyes and pretend the world is fine. We must confront the darkness, not with anger, but with courage, not with fear, but with faith. Going to point two, understanding your role as the light. Jesus said in Matthew 5, 14 and 16, you are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. God doesn't call us to be perfect. He calls us to be willing. He calls us to act, to speak, to love, even when it's hard. Each act of kindness, every word of encouragement, every prayer of intercession, these are the sparks that push back the darkness. Enough is enough of sitting on the sidelines. Enough of enough saying someone else will do it. It's time to step into the light. Point three, live as light in the darkness. Ephesians 5:8 reminds us, for you were once darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. Live as children of the light. So here's what living as light means. Loving those who are hard to love. Speaking truth in a world of lies, serving when it's inconvenient, standing up when silence is easier. Your light may be small to the world, but God can multiply it. One act of faith, one gesture of love, one bold step can ignite change beyond what we can imagine. Imagine a candle in a dark room, one tiny little flame, yet it pushes back the shadows. Now imagine 1,000 candles. Suddenly the darkness retreats, powerless against the collective light. You hear that? The collective light. That is us. That is the church. That is what we need to be. The collective light. That is each of us. When we decide enough is enough, we will be the light in the darkness. Wrapping it up. Today, hear God's call. Stop waiting. Stop complaining. Stop letting fear hold you back. Enough is enough. Step forward. Shine bright. Be the light. Let your life reflect God's love so vividly that the world cannot ignore it. The darkness may try to intimidate you, but it cannot overcome the light. Let us pray together for strength, courage, and the fire of God's light to shine through each of us. Amen. I'm Pastor Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.